Internet culture is an absolute threat to existing power structures. It is going to be one of the most disruptive things that we see coming forth in terms of expression, because people are finally realizing that they have power in their voice. My name is Ben Han, the founder and CEO of Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger is one of the world's largest destinations for humor. My belief is that internet culture will at some point be indistinguishable from popular culture. We're already seeing the mainstreaming of internet culture. You're already seeing people who normally wouldn't be considered a geek or internet nerd participating in the remixing and creative content, and they know what a meme is. And that's going to continue to grow. And once internet culture becomes dominant, it will be popular culture, just as the underground music movement of rock and roll became popular culture. The remixing and the do-it-yourself culture is fundamentally changing our perception of our ability to influence others. We've been living in a world where things have been told to us. There were people who created content, and then there were people who consumed content. And there was a big line in the middle, and you had to be ordained by a publisher or a TV network or a movie studio to create content. And that's no longer true. Everybody now is a publisher. You can take your phone and take an HD video. You can take your phone and send photos to the internet. You can write emails that are funny. You can write tweets that may be passed around to millions of people. The world has fundamentally changed in the way we perceive our ability to influence. And that's why you see a lot of people get really scared when there's, you know, customer revolts on Twitter and when people are upset. And you see the anti-SOPA movement. When I came out and said, we're going to move all of our domains off of GoDaddy and go somewhere else, we only had about a little less than 1,000 domains on GoDaddy. But they responded. It was one guy, but I could reach a lot of people. When you let people do what they want to do, they will do what they want to do. And it turns out that for the last 50 years, we've been delivering things, media in a certain way that was imperfect. And we thought that that was perfection. We thought that that was the pinnacle. Television in the 1950s and 60s, when it was just coming into life, you saw the formation of soap operas and sitcoms and newscasts. And those were formats that were native to television. And what you're seeing now is the internet is finding its native format. And it tends to be the remixing of images or blogging or what have you. So that's what we're finding today, is that we're finding ways that this medium is particularly good at. And as we transfer more of our attention to mobile, to applications, you're going to see different types of formats come to life. I see the internet self-identifying with a handful of set of core beliefs. One is that information must be free and it must flow everywhere. That the internet must be neutral. It may not favor one government or one country or one set of religious groups. And three, that you are free to take the media that you find and you are free to make it your own. That you can use that media, you can use that quote, you can use that clip to express your idea and spread it around. Internet culture is disruptive, and the reason it's good is that it gives people power for the first time to be socially disobedient. In other words, take the social capital that they've earned and use it and towards a cause that they really believe in. And that's a type of activism that is very much more lower level, low heat, but it is going to be very influential because a lot of people do it. And you actually saw this with Kony 2012, which was a fascinating example of this, where one man created a viral video and lots of people who were armchair activists started doing things for this cause. And then there was actually a backlash of people saying, maybe you shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet. And both types of activism had the same core of, I can do this from my chair, right? None of it was people on the streets. None of it was violent. None of it was, I'm going to go on TV and say these things and try to influence the public. It was very much people talking to one another and people who self-identified making a decision for themselves as to which camp they wanted to be in. We tend to take shortcuts in how we describe the internet community. Human beings aren't just one-sided. We're very multifaceted. You can be a troll one day and be really nice to another. Is there a nihilistic element to it? Absolutely. Is there a self-destructive element to the internet? Absolutely. But the same self-destructive people will also do amazingly creative things. And you cannot throw out one side and expect the other side to survive. They're the same people.